does, but not for the reason necessarily that immediately springs to mind. Pretty much there has been a conflict within the North Caucasus amongst the jihadists as to whether the first duty of the Caucasians should be to stay and fight the fight against the Russians in Russia, or whether to go into the wider jihad in the Middle East. And I think this decision has actually come down firmly at last on the side of the Islamic State, that the actual fighters within the Caucasian Emirate have decided that their future lies in Islamic State. And Islamic State has responded by making the Caucasian Emirate a province of the Islamic State. So in many ways, they could say that because there is now one state, there's no specific reason for the North Caucasian fighters to stay in the Caucasus.
Chechen separatists have fought a number of very brutal wars against the Russian authorities over the past 20 years. So there seem to be quite a few different Chechen terror groups. How united or divided have they been?
Traditionally, they've been very divided indeed. You mentioned about the brutal wars against the Russians. The Al-Shishani, who is the one Chechen that your listeners may have heard of, he's the one that's been very successful fighting for the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq recently. He actually fought alongside the original jihadi leaders in the first Russo-Chechen war. So ironically, he was on the same side in that war as the present leader of Chechnya, Kadyrov. So he's been fighting pretty much for 20 years, so a very, very experienced fighter. But in many ways, there have always been splits between the fighters. And I think this is an attempt, because the announcement was in the name of all the individual republics within the North Caucasus, this is an attempt to try and bring unity to a very sort of fractious and divided movement.
As you mentioned there, Chechnya is currently ruled by Ramzan Kadyrov, who was installed as leader by President Putin to stamp out any dissent. Now, Kadyrov is a former rebel himself. He's accused of massive human rights violations. Does this development vis-a-vis Islamic State indicate that President Putin has failed to quell Islamist extremism?
It's hard to say. Kadyrov certainly is the centre of the attack against Islamic State, to the extent that Islamic State have put a $5 million bounty on his head. So there will probably be attempts to assassinate him. The jury is still out as to whether Putin has succeeded with Kadyrov, because Chechnya, which was the most brutal scene of battle for 20 years, in effect, is probably the most controlled and ordered part of the Caucasus now. So to that extent, and particularly from the Russian point of view, the amount of terrorist attacks emanating from Chechnya has diminished quite dramatically. To that extent, Putin's policy has worked. The big problem with Putin's Islamic policy is that the Muslim birth rate within Russia is twice that of the indigenous Russian population, if you like. So that it's not so much a fear of the Muslim population becoming the majority in Russia soon, but certainly of fighting age, the conscripts for the army, soon may well be 50% from a Muslim background. And that, of course, would lead to very mixed loyalties if there was an alternative source like the Islamic State calling upon them to fight their jihad.
Well, there's been criticism that the West has been relatively slow to react to the threat posed by Islamic State. How do you think Putin is likely to deal with it?
Well, Russia has always had a fairly tolerant attitude to what they call moderate Islam. And in many ways, Kadyrov is held up to represent the moderate Sufi Islam tendency. And Putin is really staking his bet on the fact that there will be more moderate Muslims within Russia than there are jihadists. And to some extent, I think that is pretty much the same problem that's facing Western governments, where it's not so much the majority Muslim populations, you know, who seek to coexist and integrate. It's more the, if you like, the uncompromising jihadist extremists who want nothing to do with the Western culture other than to bring it down.
But do you think the need to stop Islamic State from spreading its tentacles further could provide an opportunity for Russia and the West to start working together.
It is the one area where Russia and the West really could contribute in a win-win situation. The specific problem for Russia is that if the North Caucasian fighters do return from Syria and Iraq, they will have a battle-hardened cohort of some 15 to 20,000 fighters, but a potential population of 20 million Muslims within Russia to work upon. And that, of course, would create a very, very serious problem for Putin indeed.